Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank all my callers for calling on today, coming outside of your busy schedules to hear a word from the Lord on today. First of all, we're going to go ahead and get our announcements out of the way. I want to make sure that you tune in. If you didn't tune in yesterday and hear Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, you missed a treat. It was an awesome, awesome message. The message came on yesterday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know, you know, we all say, you know, we want a word, we want a word. Well, there's nothing like the sure word of God. Amen. So if you missed it, you can also go back and you can hear it on demand, because Elder had an awesome word in season on yesterday. She had awesome prayer. It was just awesome. God moved in a very awesome way. And then if you move on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. The first hour, it comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And I want to make sure that you tune in every Sunday. And the next hour, Power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute window right there, 30-minute break. And then you'll hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to make sure that you know that this is ministry with you in mind to spread the gospel to the nation. So come on and tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. Glory to God. And if you move on up on Tuesday night, we have the Wow Radio. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure if you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a mentor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up. Go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And I can guarantee you, they will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. It's nothing like putting it out there, having people who don't mind calling you back, who don't mind hitting you back, seeing what the need may be, praying for you. Amen. Or whatever the need may be. Amen. They'll give you a personal call. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss it. I encourage you to go ahead, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know what the need may be. And I also want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. You will receive ministry all from Monday, all the way down through Sunday. And amen. It's awesome to have the Word of God at your hand, at your feet all the time. So that's what you will receive in partnering with us. And we only ask for $25 or more. So come on and partner and be blessed. And let God be God in your life. And let God move in an awesome way in your life. You know, so many times we say, Lord, I want you to do this and I want you to do that. But what are you doing? You know, there's something you got to put your hand to do. When he said, whatever you put your hand to do, I'll bless it. So if you bless someone else, then guess what? He's going to bless you. So I encourage you to come on, amen, and partner and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has for you in this season. So don't leave home without it. You'll have it on your phone. You can get it through a text. You can get it, amen, through Facebook. You can get it on Twitter. You can get it. You can get it. And you can get it. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead. If you would go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have one caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 673, you are live and on the air. Caller 673, you are live and on the air. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to try it one more time. I know they were saying they was having some difficulties on Blog Talk, so we're going to try it one more time. Caller 673, you're live and on the air. Amen. Amen. We couldn't get the caller in, so we're going to try it a little bit later on. Glory to God. There were some difficulties they said they were having, amen, on Blog Talk. But we praise the Lord anyway. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into our message. Amen. If the caller remains on the line, we will try to bring them in. Amen. In a few minutes. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for such a glorious day that you have made, O Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing and all that you are about to do, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your strength, your health, and we thank you how you clothe us in our right mind, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for if it had not been for you, Lord, then let the blood run warm in our veins on this day, Lord. We know, Lord God, that we wouldn't be here. But, Father, we just said thank you, Lord God. We give thanks in all things, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that need a healing on today, Lord God, whether it's healing in their mind, Lord God, and healing in their physical body. Father God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. Give them the strength that they need, O Lord. We pray for those, Lord God, who was in a bad storm, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, God, to give them the strength, Lord God, that they need to get through, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, all across the nation right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them in a mighty way, O Lord God. Father God, let them return back unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that have went astray, O God, we ask you, God, to bring them back, Lord God, into the fold right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them repent and turn around and do it quickly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost power that rests on the inside, O Lord God, trying to get on the outside, O Lord, to lead and guide, Lord God, into all spiritual truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are having back pain, those, Lord God, who are thinking about having surgery. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them right now, because we know, Lord God, you are the great physician. You can heal them everywhere they hurt right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that nothing falls short of your glory, O Lord. We know you to be a healer. We know you are a miracle-working God. We know you can give them comfort and peace wherever they may hurt, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that every contrary wind, you can call it to cease right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who don't think that you're there on their side. We know, Lord, you say you're there all the time. You say you never seen no righteous forsaken, nor your seed beg bread in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you hadn't walked away and left them. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Let them feel the very presence of the Holy Ghost power. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they're not alone because you are there, and you're there all the time. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you'll be there, Lord God. Anytime that they may need you, they can call you in the midnight hour. You are there, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence on today on this radio station, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those that need peace in their mind, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're the peacemaker. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them peace, Lord, for rendering your peace up on them on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you stand and you stand there with us everywhere we go and everywhere that we need you to be. But, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, he has never left. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. The only thing that can separate us from God is what? Sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we know that's a big, big issue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he called you out of that dark place into his marvelous light, don't keep turning around going back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people just go back because guess what? Oh, my friends are over there. If they're over there and they don't want to come the way and go the way that you're going, then you're going to have to just step out. Amen. And make sure that you're in right standing with God. Amen. Make sure you're in that right standing place so you can pray for them. Hallelujah. Because if both of y'all over there in that spot, glory to God, then neither one of y'all can help neither. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You step out of that place and step over into the right place so you'll be able to pray for them and you'll be able to ask God to help them, Lord God, to come out, Lord God, and bind those spirits in which is trying to grip them and hold them in that sinful place. Hallelujah. That's trying to stop them from walking in God's light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you go over there and get lost, hallelujah, also in there with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's go ahead, amen, one more time and see if we can get the caller, amen, that's on the line. We're going to try it again and see if we can get the caller, amen, glory to God. Caller 304, you're alive and on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes, caller. Yes, I can hear you now, caller.
Yes.
What's your prayer request and where
are
you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan, and I need prayer. My name is Sister Lou. I'm being harassed by my own father month after month after month. He goes to court, and he's trying to have me lose my pension and my Social Security. He's said he'll go to the government, and they'll block me from getting it. I'm in my 70s. My father is in his 90s, and he is. He took my mother's life, and now he's trying to come after his own daughters. And it goes on and on. We do have lawyers, but it seems like the lawyers don't have enough power or something. And my father is sitting in jail right now. He's been in Rikers Island, and he's just done so much evil. And I just need prayer for protection because now I have to pay. I'm paying thousands of dollars this month. And an extra $400 to go with that. It's like I have almost no money for my pension.
Okay, can you hear me?
I'm sitting here. Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I'm gonna because this is live radio. Okay, so what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pray for you, but I'm gonna take your number down, and I will be getting back with you. Okay. I'm gonna take your number down. Do you mind if I call you after the show?
It's outrageous what he's doing to me.
Okay, can I call you after the show?
Yes.
I'm going to take your number down, ma'am, and I will call you after the show, but I will pray for you right now, okay? Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give our sister some comfort and some peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her where she's weak, oh God, and build her where she's torn down, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you're everywhere that she needs you to be, Lord. So, Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, and do a work, Lord, in everything that she needs, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for our dear sister on the day for calling in, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you shall not leave her nor forsake her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sister, I'll give you a call after the show, okay?
All right. And what time is that usually?
It's Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. Okay,
the show's over at 6. The show's over at 6, yes. And I'll give you a call.
Okay.
I'll text you first, okay, and let you know who I am.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling, my dear sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on and get into the message. Glory to God. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to be reading to you today from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. And the title of my message on today is Come and Get It Right. You know, so many times we see people, you know, sometimes people don't really believe in the Lord. They really don't. They don't believe in Jesus, because if they did, some of the stuff that they do, they wouldn't do. Glory to God. You know, I hear, and I say it all the time, I hear, because I hear a lot of conversations. You know, me and God got a good, we got a good understanding. Now, where their sin is, there's no understanding where sin is. Glory to God. It's either you're going to serve me or either you ain't. You're going to either love one and you're going to hate the other. That's what the Word of God says. So you have to choose this day, hallelujah, whom you will serve, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read, amen, chapter 55. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Come and get it right. He was, in this scripture right here, he was talking to the Israelites. He was giving them a chance, amen, to come back, you know, because we know they had went astray and doing everything that they were big enough to do, just like people are today. So let's read it. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without a price. He was telling them to come on. You ain't got to pay nothing. Amen. This is what I want to give you is free. I'm giving you a chance to come on and get it right. Glory to God. You know, he's opening the door and saying, come on in, because I want you to get it right before I return here. But, you know, people just don't believe. They don't believe. You know, they say, well, you look like, you know, you're sucking on a lemon. Glory to God. I'm living better than you. But understand, there's good money and there's bad money. Glory to God. If your money is keeping you, amen, from the kingdom of God, then it ain't good money. Because he said, what I give, there's no sorrow. So he's telling them to come on in. You ain't got to pay for this. Salvation is free. All you got to do is give your life to Christ and come on and get it right. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. You know, you don't have to spend money on things that are not good. Glory to God. You know, everything that you some people buy stuff that they don't even need. Glory to God. But understand, you can't buy salvation. All you got to, you ain't got to pay a dime for it. All you got to do is just receive him as your Lord and Savior. You know, people go out and they buy shoes, such as stilettos. They buy the pumps they call the Webby shoes, and they buy the Stacy Adams. They buy all that stuff. Glory to God. And if that's what you want and you can do it, that's fine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, you ain't got to buy salvation. It's free. It's there. All you got to do, glory to God, is just confess him as your Lord and Savior. And guess what? Delight in him and he will give you, amen, the desires of your heart. So many times, you know, his mercy will endure forever. You ain't got to buy it. Glory to God. And with him, hallelujah, you shall be made fat. Glory to God. But sometimes you just don't think that, you know, that's enough. Hallelujah. I'm going to live like this over here. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm big enough to do what I want to do. And if I want to go with JoJo, I'm going with JoJo. If I want to go over here with Susan, sleep with Susan, I'm sleeping with Susan. You know, they've been doing this forever. Yeah, they've been doing it forever. But when you know better, you do better. Glory to God. Let's go to 3 here. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. You know, he was saying he'll make a covenant with you. You know, he made a promise, amen, to David. He said he promised that his seed shall be ruler over an everlasting kingdom. You know, he said he will make that same covenant with you. So he's calling you into repentance right now. Glory to God. You know, take them tight shoes off. Get them shoes off your feet. Hallelujah. Don't be squinting and carrying on. Come on now. Come on and give your life to Christ. Now is the time for you to give your life to Christ and watch what he do. He's an everlasting God. He's calling you into repentance. We're going to stop right here for just a second, because I feel him say, go ahead, amen, and give the altar call. Hallelujah. Because some may not stay online like that. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give the call to salvation. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, Lord. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. I repent for everything that I've done. Lord God, every ungodly thing that wasn't like you, oh Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God. I give you my life, God. Created me a clean heart. Yay, I felt somebody got that. Renew in me the right spirit, oh Lord. I give you my life, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Oh, my God, my God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. Because he's calling you. Amen. You know, so many times we come to the radio station, we want to hear about the houses, the land, the cars, the men, the man, the money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But sometimes you just got to give a good old washing service. Glory to God. Let's get ready to wash the sins away. Hallelujah. My God, because we serve an awesome God. And you don't want to be left in this season, glory to God, without giving your life to Christ. Now is the time to come in full repentance. Hallelujah, glory to God. As you can see, some of the things that have happened around us, hallelujah, so much here, amen, where we are in, amen, in our good old town of Alabama, glory to God, hallelujah. We pray each and every day, you know, that God will restore and he will help these people, you know, and make sure that they, people come in and they've been helping them and, you know, people give them what they're supposed to give them and all the con artists. Amen. When you're praying, make sure you pray all the con artists back, because there's a lot of people coming in now where people are vulnerable and they're conning people. Glory to God, out of their money, glory to God, and out of other things, and they are doing and performing the work they should do. So make sure while you're praying, pray the con artists back. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let's read verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the people. You know, Jesus came to bear witness of the truth of the Spirit. He came to tell you the truth about salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, John paved the way, amen, for Jesus. Glory to God. He was paving the way for one that was greater than him, and Jesus was coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's what we got to do. Hallelujah. Those of you who know how to pray, amen, stop being so selfish. All about yourself. Amen. Ask God, who can you help today to help to get salvation? Who can he lead you to pray the prayer of salvation? You ain't got to say, well, you better repent now, because Jesus going to come and you're going to be left. No, so you know what? He loves you with an everlasting love. So come on, it's time for you to come on in and repent and turn around, you know, and quit doing all that you used to do. You know, he loves you, and he wants to give you more. You don't have to do these things to get money. You don't have to do something that, amen, that you know that's not right. Amen, to get money. You don't have to go over here and live the way you're living just to make it. Glory to God, because he owns everything. If we would understand these scenarios that God owns everything, if we would understand the word of God that he owns everything and man owns nothing, then guess what? We can have what we need, and we can have what we say when we say it. Oh, good God Almighty. I hope y'all caught that. My God, hallelujah. Let's go on down to 5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and a nation that knew not, these shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know, he's telling you to seek the Lord now while he may be found. Because guess what? There's going to be a time, hallelujah. You know, if you read it, there's going to be a time where he may not be able to be found, glory to God. You better seek him now while he's able to be found. You know, people think that their money is important. People think that their jobs are important. People think that other people are very important, more important than the Lord. People put their children on pedestals. Amen, before the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. And he said, have no other God before me, hallelujah. My God, so you got to be careful about that. You got to seek God and put him in his rightful place, hallelujah. Those of you that know how to seek him and ask him to go and help you, lead you to other people who do not know him, hallelujah. But he wants those that don't know it to repent now and turn around, because he's giving them a chance. He says, seek him so he can be found now, because there's going to be a time when you ain't going to be able to seek him. You know, I've always heard the saying, amen, you work while it's day, amen, and it's in the word, because night coming after a while, hallelujah. And I always wondered, I'm like, okay, some people work at night, you know, and Some people work in the daytime, okay? So, I mean, what are you talking about? Because there's going to come a time, you know, when other things will come and life cares will sometimes come and sickness do come, you know, and you already got God on the inside of you. You got that Holy Ghost on the inside of you because you have been seeking him with all you got. Glory to God. And so when all these things again that happen, then you can lay on your bed and rest assured. Lord, I know I sought you whenever I could. Lord, I know, Lord God, I was there with you when I could. So, Lord, now I need you. Oh, my God. Lord, I need you to strengthen this body because it's weak. I need you to strengthen me in my mind because I can't think straight. Glory to God. And you'll know what to do when these times come because guess what? They will come. Glory to God. And as you'll already be ready, so go ahead and seek him now while you have time. Seek him when he can be found. No knocking and the door shall be open. Don't wait, you know. Hallelujah. Go ahead and do it now. There's this song they used to sing, hallelujah. It was the name of the song was Get Right with God and Do It Now. Get Right with God and Do It Now. Glory to God. They kept repeating that. And, you know, it is. It's time now to get right with God and do it now. Don't wait, hallelujah. It don't matter if you see JoJo and them over there. They partying and doing everything they want to do over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm calling you from out from over there with JoJo Nim, glory to God. Just let them keep on drinking and keep dancing. Oh, glory to God. Keep sliding back and sliding up. I'm calling you from over there into a kingdom, hallelujah. Glory to God, and a God that will not fail, hallelujah. You want your name written in the Lamb Book of Life, hallelujah, glory to God. He will send you some godly friends. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm calling you out from over there now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You don't just hang around people just because, you know, they are my good friends. They are this. They're, no, uh-uh. If they doing stuff they ain't got no business, you better come on out from over there. Hallelujah. And do it now. Hallelujah. Seek him when he can be found right now at this minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Tomorrow, you know, sometimes, people say, well, you know what? I ain't ready now. I'm just going to wait. But you know what? Tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. You can seek him right now where he can be found. You can't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow may be too late. Some of those songs, amen, that people sang back in those days, amen, I never really understood a lot of them, but now, amen, I understand them. Glory to God. And some of those, the oldies, amen, they call them, but guess what? Those are the goodies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to seek it now when he can be found. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, my God. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Glory to God. You know, John, like I said, was preaching, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, the kingdom of God is coming, the kingdom of God is coming, glory to God, hallelujah, repent, the kingdom of God is coming. It is going to come, glory to God. You know, you can get so much over here on this side than you can get over there in the street. You may not have all these big fancy houses and all these big fancy cars, but guess what? Your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. So which would you rather have? Would you rather know for sure where you're going and where you're going to spend eternity, or just keep riding in your car? Because let me, amen, let me help you out with this. And nothing wrong with, amen, your big nice house. Ain't nothing wrong with your nice fancy, amen, I'll just say your mink coat, your mink sole, whatever you may like. Glory to God. Nothing wrong with all of that. But make sure that you know where you're going to spend eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. To 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. You know, we can always think. Amen. You know, hold up. Wait a minute. Now, you know what? I think. You know, your thinking is always wrong, and you're always trying to rationalize something, amen, that it ain't true. And even in the Word of God, you know, he said if you think in the way he thinks, glory to God, when you're reading the Word, amen, then that helps you to think right. That helps you to think the right way. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and read 9, and we're going to talk about it. Hallelujah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, you can always say, well, you know what? Hold on, wait a minute. I think this and I think that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, did you check and see what the word says about that? Hallelujah. You know, you need to stop, amen, glory to God, thinking of what you think and make sure that you're praying about it. Say, Lord, what do you say it is? Hallelujah. But in other words, you got to be on his side in order to do all these things I'm talking about, because he's calling for a people that repent. Even the backsliders, glory to God, you got a chance now on this day to, amen, to slide back into the kingdom of God. So I encourage you on today to come back to it. Hallelujah. I know you have walked away for certain reasons. People have talked about you, slandered your name, and people talk about you, but let me help you out with that. They're going to talk about you if you do, and they're going to talk about you if you don't. It really does not matter. But I encourage you on today, whatever you do, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord. Make sure you have came back and repented and turned around from whatever it is you, amen, were doing, hallelujah, and thank godly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to come back. You know, hallelujah, let's read, amen, 10, hallelujah. Let's read 10, hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Understand what he's saying here. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, he made everything, hallelujah. Understand how snow falls from heaven and comes down on the ground. Well, it doesn't go back up, do it. What it does, it turns to water. Ain't that amazing if you look at how it does that. And when the flowers are watered, amen, by the water that's coming from heaven. Glory to God. So you know what? Amen. He wants to water you the same way, the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to read the word and meditate on it so you can get watered. Glory to God. Because you know what? In the word, you ain't going to be the same. Hallelujah. Let's just talk about it for a minute, and then we're going to read, amen, on down. Amen. You know, if you're reading this word right here, right now, glory to God, if you're reading the word of God, it ain't no way you can stay the same. Your life has to change. Hallelujah. If you're meditating on this word and you're reading the word, you've already confessed him as your life, Lord and Savior, you cannot stay the same if you're reading this word like you say you're reading it. You go to church every Sunday. You sit on the front pew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the preacher gives you a good word. You shout, hallelujah. Yeah, Ram, tell it. Come on, preacher, give it. Hallelujah. You set up and go to clapping. But then whenever things go, when you go on the outside, you'll come back out of there the same way. Hallelujah. What was the word that you received? Hallelujah. You walk back into your carnal mind. That's what you've done. Instead of seeking the word of God and staying spiritually connected. Being spiritually connected means you got to read this word. You got to meditate on this word day and night to have success. When you get ready, hallelujah, for something, amen, glory to God, you need to say what the word is saying about it in order to get it, hallelujah. But this comes with, like I said, you have to repent and then walk in the way of the Lord. You can't keep being carnal-minded and listening at what the world says. The world has their own way of doing things, but you got to do it the way the Bible says it, hallelujah. You're going to get better results if you when you're reading the word and you repeat the word of God, you will get better results. Hallelujah. Not what the world says. Well, the world says it's already, it's all right if I go on, amen, and lay with someone who's not my husband. The world says it's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I go and lay with Susie and I'm not married to her, that's the way the world says it, but that's not what he says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's so important for you to be connected, for you to repent and turn around and stay connected. You know, I remember, amen, a time back. Well, amen, when I was younger, hallelujah, I'm still young, but, you know, we're going to move on from that. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was dating this young man, glory to God, and, you know, he didn't want the same things I wanted. Hallelujah. But guess what? He said he was a Christian now, okay? You be careful about that when they say they are. It don't work like that. They say they are, but you got to see some fruit falling from them trees. And not no plums, amen, coming off an apple tree either. It's got to be the fruit that it should be bearing off the peach tree, a peach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no mixed fruit, none of that, no mixed drinks, none of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And so he was saying that, you know, he was a Christian. We went to Bible study together, and we had home Bible studies and different stuff that we went to. Glory to God. And he just didn't want the same thing that I wanted. Glory to God. You know, and guess what scripture they begin to, I'm going to tell you what scripture they start to repeat whenever they're trying to get you to step outside of God's will, ladies. Let me help you out. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God. Don't listen to that mess. Listen to what I'm telling you on today. Glory to God. Now, you know, for that man that knows to do better and don't do it, to that man is sin. Glory to God. You ain't going to keep falling down and then think it's okay and you're going to get back up. Hallelujah, and it's okay. Now, what if I went on and did whatever he wanted me to do, and I would have fell down in sin, amen, and I'm knowing that it was wrong. I said, no, uh-uh. And so what happened, amen, I went to have breakfast with him and everything. We ate breakfast, and I told him, I said, listen, I don't fear what you're going to do, but I do fear what God's going to do to me, amen. If I fall short, amen, glory to God on this day. So on that note, amen, I'm going to have to walk out and leave you. Hallelujah. Because I want him more than I want you. Glory to God. And I walked out that day and I did not look back. Because guess what? Hallelujah. I wanted the Lord more than I wanted him. So guess what? I never did, amen, look back. Because, amen, glory to God, I didn't want to keep falling in that sin, and I'm knowing that it was wrong. I done heard the pastor saying, I took the young man to church so, you know, he could get that word that was coming. He said, oh, I know the word. Yes, I know you know it, but you got to live it. It ain't nothing like that. Glory to God. So, amen, I was able to walk away from that. So you got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the Lord or are you going to serve the world? He's calling for a people who will repent and turn around, hallelujah, a people who will repent because he will give you abundant life. It ain't nothing that he won't do for you. He's not going to leave you jobless. He's not going to leave you penniless. He's not going to leave you mindless. He's not going to leave you moneyless. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to leave you carless. He's not going to leave you unpaid light bill. He's not going to leave you unpaid water bill. He's not going to leave you undressed. He's not going to leave you, period, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's the type of God that you want to serve. So turn around. Not only the ladies, men too. Hallelujah. Turn around and do it quickly. He's calling us people into repentance right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on outside and begin to walk in his abundant life. Hallelujah. Because it's so much brighter over here than you can even imagine. We serve a God, hallelujah, that's so good. Hallelujah. You can't imagine the things that he have waiting on you, especially when those new babes come in. Amen. All they got to do is say, Lord, I need, and it's there. Amen. Lord, I want, and it's there. Glory to God. Now, listen, when you done been in it for a while, you're going to have to wait. Let me help some of y'all out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you have been there for a minute, amen, glory to God, then some things you're going to ask for, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to believe God. You're going to have to pray. Hallelujah. And wait on it. That's just point blank. Hallelujah. Let's read this. Hallelujah. So shall, let's go 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. See, I was just saying right there how when you say the word of God, hallelujah, it's going to go out to do just that it go out to do. If you said, Lord, save my family, you said, Lord, I need you to save my family, God. When you in the word and digging in the word, say, okay, Lord, what are you saying about my family? He said, you know, your seed will be blessed, and their seed will be blessed, glory to God. When you're calling on him and repeating the word of God, don't just throw something out there. Well, sometimes people don't want to see people blessed. They don't want to see them saved, hallelujah. You want them to keep on doing what they're doing because you think they're going to cut you out of yours. Well, what God has for you is for you, and what he has for them is for them. So remember that. Don't have jealous spirits. You ask God to save your family. There are some families that need saving right this minute, and I know for real. Glory to God. Have you really prayed for them? Have you prayed for the other people? Amen. Making sure, you know, God, I want to see that book name written in the Lamb Book of Life. You don't have to know them. Hallelujah. You don't. Send the word out. If you send the word out, amen, for people to be healed. Hallelujah. Mean what you say. Because sometimes when people say, well, Lord, I want you to heal them, you know, God, go ahead and set them free. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What kind of prayer is that? Hallelujah. When you mean that heartfelt prayer, that word's going to do that it's set out to do. That's what he said. It's going to go wherever it needs to go. It's going to prosper. Amen. And wherever you need it to prosper, because he made us little Lord and the angels. So whenever we speak the word of God, it's going to do that just that it's set out to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountain and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Glory to God, my God. You know, joy comes in victory when people are released from sin. Hallelujah. That's when you get joy, seeing other people released from sin. Now, I know there are some, amen, on this line that can pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are some, amen, may not be able to pray nothing but just say, Lord, save them. Lord, I want to see them saved, Lord God. Bring them out of that sin. That's okay. He hears you if it's heartfelt. Hallelujah. It's going to do that it's set out to do. My thing is, in this day, ask God to show us one person on this week so that we can talk to them about coming to Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody, you know, he said everybody can be saved, but everybody won't be because everybody don't receive him. Well, that's okay, but just make sure that you're doing what you need to do. Hallelujah. Not always asking for the cars and the candy, hallelujah, and the rich men and the hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and I'm going to say it, hallelujah. Even to win the lottery, hallelujah. Those have been your prayers, hallelujah. Ask God to save someone, hallelujah. Don't you know a soul saved is worth more than $1 million, glory to God, hallelujah. Someone brought out of darkness into the marvelous light, that's worth more than $1 million, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, let's read the last verse. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Glory to God. You know, thorns mean sin. You know, Jesus nailed the sin to the cross. When he was nailed to the cross, all that sin went with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to walk in sin no more. Glory to God. You know, even the woman at the well, hallelujah, remember he told her to come and drink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When she drank and thirsted after righteousness, he said, you shall be filled. When you're hungry and thirsting, amen, after the Lord, thy God, you're going to be filled. Glory to God. So you don't have to do that anymore. Sin was nailed to the cross. But I think what it is now, people are getting so comfortable. That's what they're getting comfortable. You know, no one had an idea that things would happen like they happened. Amen. Glory to God. On a couple of weeks ago, you know, but we still need to pray for these people. We need to pray just because it hadn't hit home. Hallelujah. It hit close. Glory to God. But we still need to pray. Hallelujah. While we have time, seeking the Lord, thy God. Asking him who, Lord God, what can we do to get someone saved? Lord, who do you want me to go and talk to about salvation? If they receive it, hallelujah, then that's it. Glory to God. You pray the sinner's prayer with them. And if they don't, then you walk away and say, Lord, touch them. Lord, send someone else by, Lord, to touch them. You know, their spirit has already been stirred when you go and you talk to them about it. But guess what? He'll send someone else by, glory to God, to touch them again. He said, one plant, one water, and I will bring the increase, says the Lord. It's not yours. Don't walk away feeling sad and broken because they didn't receive it. It's okay. He's going to send somebody else by it. And then if they reject, then guess what? It'll shake the dust and keep it moving. Glory to God. Don't let one person have you down from, amen, glory to God, having others to and finding others whom you can talk to about the word of God. I see now, this may be a hard word, hard glory to God, but it's okay. sometimes you have to give the words, you have to give it. It comes a little hard sometimes, you know, but you want to see people saved and brought into the kingdom of God. That's what you want. Glory to God. Those that are living in sin, you want them to come out of that sin and walk in his marvelous light, because we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. He don't care what kind of car you drive. He don't care what kind of hat you wear. He don't care what kind of, amen, clothes you have on. He don't care whether you're wearing a meek soul or you wearing a fox fur. It don't matter. Glory to God. One thing, you know that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Just make sure. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Glory to God. He's knocking at your heart right now. Don't close the door on it. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. So many times we think about everything else. You know, Lord, okay, now this, that. But what about Jesus? You just completely done forgot about him? He's more important than anything you can ever buy. He's more important than anything you can really ever want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you want to see your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an all-time God. I'm going to pray, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are not saved, Lord God, and those that are saved, who have backslidden, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they heard the message on today, Lord, and they began to seek you and come back to you, Lord God. And Father God, I pray, Lord, that those, Lord God, who know you, Lord God, and they go to church every Sunday, oh Lord God, and they sit on the front row, Lord, wherever they may sit, Lord, that, you know, you give them the peace and Lord, you talk to them, Lord, in the wee hours of the night. Oh, my God, when their soul is resting in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because they called in some contrary winds to blow. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, God, speak to them about those contrary winds that they're sending out in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Speak to them, Lord God, about the discord that they're causing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, to touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I pray for those who have gotten comfortable, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They have gotten comfortable, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to pull them out of their comfort zone, Lord God, and require more of them, Lord, as they go on this walk with you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not be comfortable anymore. It's time for them to get up and do something different in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, glory to God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are here, who need healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been hurt, church hurt, Lord, heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who need healing, God, in their legs. Oh, my God, my God. Lord God, who's having pain in their knees, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, because I know you're a healer. You are on-time God. Anywhere that we need you to be, oh, Lord God, and anything that we need you to do, Lord God, you said in your word that by your stripes they are healed, healthy, and whole, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to go in the crack house in the name of Jesus and pull them out right now. Throw your pipe down in the mighty name of Jesus. We serve a good God. You're going to run out of there right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, those, Lord God, who are thinking, Lord God, that they don't know, Lord God, which way to go, Lord God. Give them guidance, Lord. Lead them and guide them in the right direction, Lord. You said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who think that they have to do other things to get money, prostitution, and sleep with those who are not their husbands. Lord God, we want you to go in, Lord God, and heal their mind. Let them know, Lord God, that they serve an awesome God, an on-time God. You own everything. Everything belongs to you. All the money belongs to you. All the cattle of 1,000 hill belong to you, Lord God. And you will give them some, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we call them out of the sin into your marvelous light. Let them walk upright. Let them talk upright. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the children that's gone astray. In the name of Jesus, we call them back right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be obedient to their parents. In the name of Jesus, let them hear what they got to say. In the name of Jesus, because, Lord God, you placed the parents to raise them up in the way of the Lord. Some of the parents who have gone astray, come back to him right now in the name of Jesus, because you have children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus to raise up in the Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. What an awesome God we serve. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that back pain is healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You want experiencing something in your back like pins sticking? No more, no more. We said you are healed by his stripes. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they're healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We know we serve an awesome God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to lead and guide us, to give us counsel when we need it, Lord God, to give us wisdom and knowledge, to speak to our heart, Lord, and let us know what's right and what's wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome God. You know, God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You came to this show expecting, hallelujah, me to talk about money. Amen. Glory to God. Increase, yes. Hallelujah. All those things are nice and well. But it's time now to reach out to a neighbor, to a friend, and invite them to church. You go to church, hallelujah. But just make sure you're right now. Don't just invite them to church. Because, you know, sometimes when you tell people, well, yeah, just come on and go to church with me, but you ain't doing right. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. Make sure, amen, that you ain't got a scar there. Amen, that's going to scar them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, we've already did, amen, the salvation call to salvation, hallelujah. But I want to reiterate, amen, don't forget Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Don't forget Elder Bertha Askew, Saturday, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget the next, you're going to have 30-minute break. Then it will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. Don't forget partnering, only $25 or more. Glory to God. And I know these ministries have been a blessing to you. Glory to God. And I just want to say, you know, when you come to, amen, to the show, amen, expect a word for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't just come and expect, you know, just to get something for someone else. And say, Lord, what word was for me? Which one did I need to receive? Which word, Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll tell you. He will tell you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because we serve such an awesome God. Now, I'm going to go ahead on and get ready to get off the show, and I want you to make sure, don't forget now, amen, and I also left out, you know, Ministry Lane is she's an author, so go over to Amazon and purchase her book. It's still available, so you can go over to Amazon and purchase her book. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction and get off, hallelujah. now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome Sunday.